Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
This time you might actually do it, though, buddy.
Even the voice guy laughs.
It's been a minute since we played that.
So my son is in the eighth grade, and he would tell you, like, I'm not saying anything that is out of school. A lot of people are texting him, leave his business. This isn't anything that he.
And you guys have had conversations about this, about talking about his stuff.
Yeah, and I understand that he has his privacy, and there are things that we don't talk about that have to do with his life. But, you know, this and the social media and the phone, you know, I think he's fine with all of that. And
I think it's a really relatable conversation. You're not alone here.
Yeah. Right. He had a tough start to the school year. And so we were just looking for ways to incentivize him to get to the goals that he wanted to reach. And so what we did was he wanted to get Snapchat because that's how a lot of his friends communicate. He was the last kid to get a phone. He got it right before the school year this year. But we didn't let him have any social media, which is tough, being like probably the only 14-year-old in school that doesn't have any social media. Believe me.
It's probably isolating at times.
Everybody has
it.
You
feel left out a bit.
Exactly. And so I said to him, all right, here's what we'll do. You get all A's and B's this year, and at the end of the year, you can get Snapchat. And his eyes lit up, and he's like, you have a deal. And he's been working really hard. He's got 6 classes, and in 5 of the classes, he has an A or a B. Spanish, however, has been tough for
him.
It was last year was really hard. He almost had to do summer school for it. This year, it started out as a struggle. He's got a tutor. We've helped him. There's a tutor and all those sorts of things. But he's got like a 76 right now, and there's only about 4 months left in the school year, and he's just hard to get. And I'm just...
We got time.
I can see it coming. I can see him getting to like a 79.5. And then I have to be the guy that says, you had to get to 80. It had to be a B. We got to stick to the guidelines.
Trabajar más duro.
I don't know what that means.
It means work harder in Spanish.
Amy is from Londonderry, New Hampshire. What do you think, Amy?
Hi, Carson. I think that it should... You had mentioned honor roll earlier, that he needs to be on honor roll. And when I was in school, honor roll was based off of our overall average of grades. So if he has enough A's to bring up the C... to get to the B average, I would have made honor roll when I was in school. I don't know how your school does it, but my school was the overall average of all of your grades, and I think that's a much more fair approach to take because not every child is going to exceed in every single class.
Right. That's actually a really good point. That's a great argument.
So, in other words, what you said to him was...
You got to make honor roll. So
an honor roll at that school is what?
That's a great question. I just assumed it was A's and B's.
So you literally have no idea what you're talking about right now.
That could be true.
Can I ask you another question? Do you feel like you're sticking so hard to your point and the line because you also maybe a little bit don't want him to have Snapchat?
I have told him it is gravy street if you've got all A's and B's. Like if you've got all A's and B's, Like the skies open up. There's Gold Brick Road.
It's all cherubs playing trumpets.
Right. The world is your oyster if you're on a roll.
Okay. I hear
That's it. The world, you have no issues. I'm not telling you what to do. Like, just you live your life if you've got all A's and B's. Let me see. Let me grab, I think I have Nikki here. Nikki, good morning. What do you think?
No, absolutely not. So when I was in high school, my dad had made an agreement with me and said, if you get A's and B's, we're going to go to Australia. And that was, it was, you know, a goal, something I'd always wanted to do. And at the end of the semester, I got a C+. And I went to my teacher and was like, hey, you know, this is what was going on. Like, is there anything I can do? Can I make up stuff? And she was like, yeah, you could have, like, a month ago, but no. You're like, you got a C+. And then she was like, don't worry about it. Your dad will still do the things. Like, you know, you'll be fine. So I went to my dad and showed him my report card. And he was like, yeah, you're not going. And I was like, what? And he was like, you know, when you get older, he's like, we made an agreement. When you get older, you're going to have goals. You're going to have, you know, a job that's going to say, like, you need to, you know, meet XYZ requirements. And if you don't do it, you don't have a job. And I was so upset and, you know, like, begged and cried, and I was so upset with him. And then, you know, fast forward a lot of years, you know, I was in fire academy and became a firefighter. And the integrity that I learned as a kid carried over because, you know, I can't say that I did something I didn't do, you know, and sometimes, like, it's hard, the lessons you learn as a kid, but you, like, you have to learn that you can't get away with something just because you're cute or just because you get emotional.
And, but this was like, you know, 0.2 points. This wasn't like a C- instead of an A. This is like 0.2 points.
Yeah, it was tough. I'm not going to lie to you. I was upset about it, but, like, anecdotally, my dad actually met his wife there because I wasn't tagging along. So, like,
oh, wait, he went?
Going for your direction.
He went without you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He laid into me. Like, my dad is strict, you know, but he was like, you know, I'm not going to get a refund on these things. Like, this is time that I set aside so that we could be together and spend time together. Like, I'm hurt too. He totally went with us.
Bet you wish you worked harder in that class.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Nikki. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Good luck.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Nikki's going to be a tough mom.
Crikey. We got a text, too, from the 617, Kennedy, that just, like, cut deep. I understand Carson. He has spoken many times about his childhood, and maybe there was no parental supervision, and he doesn't want that to happen to his son.
I mean, as someone who's known you longer than anybody, I think there's a lot to be said about that. Mm-hmm. But that said, I also think that you've always just, you and Lana both, have just always wanted to be good parents. Mm-hmm. And that you took maybe the things that were good and the things that were not so good, and you put them together, and you've made this incredible relationship, this incredible parenting team, and an incredible kid. So whatever you choose to do, it'll be the right thing.
Nothing good happens on an app where all the messages disappear. Hold strong.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.